Carry on with our reading of 1 Corinthians 3, and here Paul directly deals with a problem of a wisdom that people seem to be enamored of, but Paul identifies this as the wisdom of this world. And reading from 18 to 23, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's." Now, this is actually a very complex text to study. We'll try and summarize some of the main ideas that Paul was really trying to bring across to the people. First, there is this problem called the wisdom of this world. And Paul knew what the problem is. In Corinth, when Peter dealt with the problem of false teachers, in his writings, in Jude, in John, 1 John, 2 John, and same thing, we read this whole problem of the situation where false teachers abounded. And they went everywhere, spreading whatever they are teaching. Unfortunately, they were very effective. So Paul has to come to the point when he has to expose them for what it is. Right? So Paul says, let no one deceive himself. That is the problem. So those false teachers have a very smarter way of teaching people than we realize. It is to teach people in such a way that people are actually and going to end up being self-deceived. And yet they feel that they have wisdom and knowledge. Paul sees all these things as simply deception. Right? When we cannot tell the difference between truth and error, and we choose wrong, that choice of wrong, because we are unable to tell the differences, then we end up being deceived by ourselves. And Revelation 12:9 reminds us that the great deceiver is none other than Satan himself. Now, what is this deception problem all about in this particular text? Well, Paul reminds us that this is called a situation where it's called the wisdom of this world, where a person seems to be wise in this age of a way of thinking. Now, in every age, in every era, in every epoch, you'll find that there will always be a situation where there will be some who will espouse a certain train of thought, a certain concept, a certain teaching, a certain doctrine. And during that time, particularly, people will follow whatever is there new on the market. Whatever it is, long years ago, right? There was this problem called liberalism, where it was basically an attack against the scriptures, against traditional belief, against conservatism. And it began to produce scholars, and people felt that unless you have read these liberal ideas, you're not actually well-trained, you're not well-instructed. And so many, many, many churches, many seminaries were affected by all these things. Wholesale, many of the seminaries literally swallowed up liberal thinking and teaching. And only to find out later on that among the liberals, there were new liberals who went against the old liberals. So now the liberals had two different groups of people coming up. And so on and so forth. And there always is passing fad. And if you don't understand what you're talking about, you're just considered not wise. You're not considered good enough. They call you an obscurantist. Basically, it's a word that despises people that do not have the wisdom of this age. So the conservative scholars are the ones who are sort of written off as belonging to a different age, and they are not of this age. That was the problem that existed even in the days of Paul, not only in our times. Paul's suggestion to them is, even if people write you off as being unwise, as being foolish, as being naive, you know, Paul says, take all these things here, take all the slurs. Better to be a fool in the eyes of the world, that we may become wise before God. That was a great challenge. Then he went on further to explain why we must take this position. Because what is the wisdom of this world anyway? And Paul wrote about this in 1 Corinthians 2:19 and 20. And then at 2:22, Paul wrote, many seek worldly wisdom. They boast in their heroes. They boast in their leaders that they are this, that, and the other. And they are in this particular frame of mind. But how does God see them? And that is the real problem. As far as God is concerned, the so-called wisdom of this world is nothing but foolishness. We've seen this happening in fashion, we've seen this in politics, we've seen this in business world. There are always all kinds of bubbles that will be up there for a while, and everybody's in a frenzy, and then a bubble bursts and everybody gets hurt along the way. It's the same in the theological world. There's always something fancy coming up. Somebody will say, I've discovered this new truth, and a lot of people will check it out and buy into them. And Paul tells us, the wisdom of this world is nothing but foolishness to God. So who are the ones to benefit? The so-called wise, right? And many people are caught in their own craftiness. They have entrapped themselves. They have ensnared themselves. They speak of all of these things here, but in fact, their thoughts are actually futile. So where does God come in? He doesn't, right? Faith in God is nothing more than an existential moment. And every miracle in the Bible is explained away with science. Right, all of these things, God has been basically displaced with so-called new reasoning, worldly reasoning. That becomes a real big problem. And so this affected the Corinthian church in this particular manner. There were people who were arguing that Paul is the one to follow because Paul is very wise. And then they were saying, no, Apollos is better. Apollos is a great speaker. There are few people who can speak as well as Apollos could. And then, of course, there are people who would say, nope, Cephas was the original head apostle. He must be followed. And so forth. And everyone has his own reason why each particular leader must be feated and each particular leader must be followed. And so what happened was that factions arose. Why? Because this is the wisdom of the world. And what it does is that they will make followers of the people who are gullible, who are self-deceived, thinking that they are doing great things when they are not. And this is something that we need to be concerned about, because this is the influence that worldly wisdom will inflict or what a cause among people who are believers. And that's something that we need to be very, very careful about. What's the cause of all of these things? And the reality is just one word, carnality. Because of our carnality, because of our flesh, we cannot appreciate things in the spirit, the wisdom of God in a fresh way all the time. We keep on falling back into all kinds of ways. Well, we have to understand and appreciate all of these things from God's standpoint. What is Paul's understanding? What is Paul's wisdom on this matter? God has always got to be in the center. He is the source of all things, right? Whether it is knowledge or wisdom or whatever thought that may be. What God has said, what God has done, all these things, these are the things that are of great importance, and they cannot be set aside in favor of human secular wisdom. And that becomes a really big problem. And till today, unfortunately, the theological world is sadly, badly divided because it cannot separate the liberal ideas, secular ideas from the Lord, from the church, from the scriptures. At the end of the day, people prefer to choose worldly wise wisdom. So if rather than to speak of faith in God, than to refer to the scriptures as our authority and as our wisdom and as our counsel. Well, as we look at the place of God, no matter what we study, we cannot take away that which is of God. The basic understanding that all things come from God, that God is our great provider, cannot be lost along the way at any time. It is God who provides for all our physical needs. It is God who has provided for us redemption. It is from God that all blessings come. Now, these are vital, vital truths that we cannot easily forget. And so Paul reminds them, how do we understand all these things here? Right? Why should we boast in man? All things have been given to us. What about Paul? It was God's servant given by God to serve at Corinth. What about Cephas? What about Apollos? Same. They are all fellow workers of Paul, but all are mere servants. So why should we glory in these things? Should not the glory be the Lord? Now, this is something we need to think about very carefully. So Paul added a whole series of things that we should not glory in, that we should not have full confidence in. Some people like to appear that they are worldly wise, they have knowledge of the world, they are experts in life and death, and they are able to discourse on things present, they are able to speak eloquently on things to come, whatever. All these things sound very, very wise and sound very wonderful and admirable. And at the end of it all, we are sucked into all of these things here and we can't get out. Paul has one simple truth to teach them. One, to remember that ultimately we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and that the Lord Jesus himself belongs to God. And in God's wisdom, in God's goodness, in God's grace, in God's provision, all things have been given to the children of God. All are ours. Now, if we bear this basic thought in mind, and we bear this understanding in mind, then the wisdom of the world will actually can lose its attraction. Because we look at the wisdom of the world and all that is there, what has the world solved in terms of the problem of sin or of crime or of all the things that afflict the world today? War, difficulties, poverty. The world has got no solution to any of these things here. And so we're going to go back all the way to God's plan. If only man had listened to God's word, if only man had taken up his redemption, if only man had taken up the word of God seriously, then we would have seen a changed individual, and from there a changed family, and we would have been able to affect the society and the country in which we live in, and that would be wonderful. Unfortunately, many are still so caught up by things of the world, so that we become more enamored of the wisdom of the world than that of God. And this is not wise. This is something we must change. We must look at and return to God, to recognize that the greatest of all wisdom is to be found in God and the scriptures. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to enable us not to be deceived by the so-called wisdom that is in the world. We know how prevalent it is and how it will continue to affect so many different people. We pray for your grace and mercy to recognize who you are and to appreciate the worth of the scriptures. Help us to find in them all that we need in our faith and our life on this earth. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.